This is Kathy Forstey at the Far West Conference in Oakland, California. I have a great pleasure of chatting with two of the musicians here at the conference, Joshua Johnson and Reese Douglas, who are with Dull Richards. Can you guys tell me a little bit about your music?
We're a rock and roll string band. We're based out of San Francisco, and we've been together for about 4 years. We met at open mics in San Francisco.
We have the unique pleasure of being mostly open mic hosts in our band, which is strange and wonderful. I host an open mic at the Bazaar Cafe, which is a long-standing acoustic venue in the city. And our mandolin player is the host of the Hotel Utah, which is one of the stalwart open mics in our city. But so it's community-driven, our band, accidentally.
So how did you guys all hook up and decide to do this band?
Theme nights at open mic? The theme night was Epic Supergroups Night, where you're supposed to play with people you don't normally play with, and we got together and played an unfortunate rendition of Wagon Wheel, like you do.
That's like the standard. That's the easiest
one. I was going to say, everybody does a version of that, right?
Yeah. So then we immediately forgot how to play it on purpose and kept the name that we came up with that night and rolled forward. Switched mandolin players because of our other guy getting very busy being a successful sound engineer, somehow picked up an acoustic or upright bass player just by luck.
Well, that was through Will, too.
Yeah.
Will was the guy that kind of, he was impetus part of it, at least in the name, and he's the sound engineer guy that left. But he knew our bass player, Adam. And he got Adam involved, and then he's like, all right, see you guys later. He kind of set it up for us.
Yeah, he kind of started the whole band, put everything in place, and then left.
So he's like the Brian Epstein of you guys, right? Yeah. So tell everybody what the makeup of the band is. What are the instrumentation?
It's a four-piece string band anchored by upright bass. He and I both play banjo and guitar, switch off during the middle of the show, and mandolin.
Does everybody write?
Everybody except the bass player, though our mandolin player is a supremely talented multi-instrumentalist who likes to play in all kinds of genres. So he does most of his writing for his electric pop band. We occasionally are like, hey, that song you wrote on the mandolin, how about we play it? But mostly we write. Yeah.
And how'd you come up with the name Dull Richards?
It's a complicated story.
It's part of that Epic Supergroup thing.
There was a previous Epic Supergroup night that was an all-girl group. That all-girl group was named Glitter Snatch after vajazzling, which was a trend for a while, spearheaded by Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
And we were the opposite of Glitter Snatch, so we're the Dull Richards.
I get it.
It's a dick joke.
Yeah, it was better than Richard Hurts or whatever. Yeah. Isn't it? Right. Right. Which you guys could have done as well. So tell me about the open mics that you guys do. Is it once a week or is it weekends or?
Both of them are weekly open mics. Mine's all original. It's two songs per person. You sign up a week in advance. It's really a community space. It's like Far West except weekly and much much smaller.
Yeah.
A lot of bands start in both of these open mics, and mine in particular really is about acoustic music almost exclusively.
The open no mic.
Yeah, there is no actual microphone. It's a cafe. There is, but only because I record the whole thing and put all the songs on the internet for the artists.
So it's not really amplification, it's just for recording purposes.
Yeah. So, and before that there was no mic for 15 years during it, so it's a thing.
So what kind of turnout do you usually get?
30 song writer, like somewhere in there. The Hotel Utah gets somewhere between 40 to 100. Like, the deep nights are 100. Most nights are about 40 or so, depending on who's the feature and all kinds of things like that. But
what's the quality of the...
Shockingly good, or maybe it's that other places feel shockingly bad. I don't know. I go to open mics outside of San Francisco sometimes, and I'm like, what is going on?
It's like Jim Bob does his next rendition of that Bruce Springsteen song, which is, you know, that's cool.
But we play a Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah.
We've got nothing against playing a Bruce Springsteen song.
But, yeah, it's just kind of odd that, you would get this many people at these, like, these... But I guess maybe it isn't odd. Maybe it's just that the San Francisco...
I think that's very odd. I mean, to, in Kansas City, I mean, you know, we're lucky if we have eight people at an open mic, you know, in an evening, so...
I mean, I've been to good open mics outside of San Francisco. I'm not, like, feeling like we're the only city that does it right, but if you go to an open mic in the city proper, it is almost always going to be quality and fairly well attended,
mm-hmm.
except maybe Ireland's 32, which will be quality, but no one will be there.
Yeah. Which is, it's unfortunate. Well, that's good that you're providing people to a place to, like, woodshed their music and you know, get out there and at least be heard, you know. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's good to have a place to practice,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The previous host to at the Hotel Utah to our mandolin player Brendan was a guy named J.J. Schultz, and he's a software developer for Pandora, and he built this really, really great website that that you can load the music onto and create your own profile, and it's very well curated.
The Utah.org. It was kind of SoundCloud before SoundCloud, except just for the open mics in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I actually use it too for the Bizarre Cafe, so we host all of our recorded performances on that same website, and it's great because it puts the power of the music in the hands of the artist. I'm doing the documentation. I'm doing light mastering in order to make it listenable, because if you just leave it as it is, you're mostly going to hear the bus instead of the performer. But as soon as it's uploaded, it's all under the control of the artist. If they don't want it to be public, it's private. If they thought it was great and they want to sell it, they can download it and do that. Like,
yeah.
A lot of open mics that do recordings just sort of put them up publicly, and you're like,
right.
Wait, I was out of tune.
Yeah,
I
really didn't like my performance then.
Could we not make this available to everybody?
Yeah.
So we make it a point of making sure that if you perform and you are part of the Utah.org, then the music that goes up is yours.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just helping facilitate the service. And it's a nonprofit, and occasionally we do fundraisers for the whole community. We probably need to do another one soon, because the website needs some updates and I need some equipment.
Well, tell me about Del Richard's new CD.
We put the EP out about 6 months ago.
About that, yeah.
It took us a while to get it online and get it up there. We sat on it for about 3 years before we got it out. But it's we have six or seven songs.
It's six official songs with a bonus track. The bonus track is pointing forward towards our incoming recording projects. In that time, I've probably written about 100 some odd songs, so we need to catch up now.
Yeah.
Check box six now.
You need to do like a box set or something now.
Yeah, right. Seriously, do. It's kind of the plan, actually.
Yeah, but this is a group of our kind of like the first songs that we came together with as a group,
mm-hmm.
and I think it turned out great. Like, you know, it's a nice little like picture of, you know, what we've done,
uh-huh.
and where we're going, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are young guys. How did you arrive at this style to play music? I mean, why do you do this style?
I grew up in Virginia running sound for folk music concert series around the Washington, D.C. area called the Blue Mountain Concert Series. And so I've been constantly exposed to a wide variety of music centered on the folk and bluegrass tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was running sound for the Country Gentlemen and John McCutcheon and, like, formative folk and bluegrass artists, but I never picked up a banjo while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
The moment I knew I was going to play the banjo was when I was sitting in college and realized that I desperately wanted to hear Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine on the banjo, and no one had done that.
We're still working on arranging that. We've been having that one for about 4 years also. So.
But it had been in my head for 6 years before that. Picking up the instrument was just waiting for the moment to get kicked that direction. And I saw Kelly McFarling, who's a San Francisco stalwart, she's so good, play at the Hotel Utah. And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna buy a banjo. It's just too good. I have to do this. Because she played it in a way that I haven't really seen. She plays drop thumb. It's a variation on frailing, and I was like, wow, it's like a percussion instrument and a melody and a harmonic structure. So I immediately started trying to learn how to do frailing because that seemed so.
Explain what that is to our listeners.
It's a downstroke style of playing the banjo where you hit the strings with your fingernails curled over into a claw and hit it kind of like a hammer, which is why it's also sometimes called claw hammer.
Yeah.
And then there is an offbeat stroke with your thumb picking the drone string, which creates an interesting texture because oftentimes that drone string is not in key with the particular chord you're playing, but it's always there as a rhythmic element, which helps create a really thick sound with just the one instrument. It's even better with the whole string band filling in the rest of it.
Yeah, but that sounds great. So tell us where you can find this your new EP. And
we're on. We have a Bandcamp up, thedolerichards.bandcamp.com, or just thedolerichards.com will take you to that website also. That's the best place to get it. It's up there. You can throw some money down, but you can also just download it if you want. Like a dollar or two. That's all we're asking for. If you wanted to give us $20, that'd be great too.
So track by track, it's free in exchange for email list, because email lists are the gold of the working band. You need as many email signups as possible. We are asking $4 if you decide to do the whole album at once, with a bonus track called "Buy Me a Beer." Maybe the best track is the bonus track.
So buy it for the bonus track.
Yeah, buy it for the bonus track.
Well, thanks a lot, Joshua Johnson and Reese Douglas of Dull Richards. Thanks for sitting and chatting with me a little bit.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of the conference, you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
This is Kathy Forster reporting from the Far West Conference in Oakland, California.